Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the CBS News Roundup ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, well, you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Touting the newly passed debt ceiling bill,
it'll be President Biden's first Oval Office address.
After a dozen recent horse deaths,
Churchill ready to shut down racing here.
Late spring heat.
Record highs have been mostly in the low to mid-90s.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Jennifer Kuiper in Chicago. President Biden is about to speak from the Oval Office about the newly passed debt ceiling bill. CBS's Stephen Portnoy.
For his first time as president, Joe Biden will address the American public while he's seated behind the Resolute desk. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
He just wanted to make sure that the American people understood how important it was to get this done, how important it was to do this in a bipartisan way.
The measure he'll sign this weekend staves off default through early 2025, caps domestic spending for 2 years, smooths construction of a controversial natural gas pipeline, and expands work requirements for certain government assistance programs. Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, The White House.
Mr. Biden is expected to sign the bill as soon as tomorrow. After the deaths of 12 horses in the past month, racing at Churchill Downs will be suspended on Wednesday, and the rest of the spring meet will be moved to Ellis Park. Trainer Tom Vanburg.
If we're moving to Ellis Park, there must be some concern that they want to address this track, and after the construction of the new grandstand or what have you, the turf course, that they want to find out why we're having issues.
Churchill Downs CEO says the move will allow for a full review of safety and surface protocols. Heat records set in areas of the Northeast. Children in Philadelphia were sent home early because of hot classrooms. A plea from a parent.
Hurry up and get air conditioning in these buildings so these kids can still learn.
Tropical Storm Arlene, the first of the 2023 Atlantic hurricane season, is weakening in the Gulf of Mexico and not expected to hit the U.S. Multiple sources tell CBS News that the Justice Department has closed its investigation into former Vice President Mike Pence's handling of classified documents found at his Indiana home and will not seek charges against him. After Sunday's partial collapse of an apartment building in Davenport, Iowa, three people remain missing, and Rick Halloran with the Iowa Urban Search and Rescue Task Force announces
that search was completed before sundown last night. That has allowed us to move to the next phase of our mission, securing the building for control and recovery.
Eight people are injured after part of a building under construction comes down in New Haven, Connecticut. Fire Chief John Alston.
Our units responded immediately within minutes and found several persons in varying degrees of injury, from broken bones to three that were partially buried under the rubble.
The U.S. labor market added 339,000 jobs in May, surpassing analysts' expectations. Investors like the news, stocks surged, the Dow jumping 701 points, the NASDAQ rose 140. Now this. At least 120 people have died and more than 800 injured in a train derailment, that is, in Odisha, India. The Railroad Ministry says 10 to 12 coaches of one train derailed and debris fell onto a nearby track. The debris was hit by another passenger train coming from the opposite direction. Up to three coaches of the second train also derailed. The Army's storied Fort Bragg in North Carolina has a new name.
In a ceremony rich in pomp and circumstance, the Army's sprawling Fort Bragg in North Carolina has been renamed Fort Liberty. Lieutenant General Christopher Donahue is commander of the Army post that is home to the famed 82nd Airborne.
It is my honor and privilege to welcome you to Fort Liberty, our nation's first call when liberty needs defending.
Congress has mandated the renaming of 9 U.S. military installations that have been named for leaders of the Confederate Army. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
If you're a Chase customer who's been doing online banking today, you might be seeing double. Details from CBS's Christopher Cruz.
Numerous Chase customers have been posting on social media saying their rent or bill payments were taken out of their accounts twice. They said they'd been on hold for more than an hour trying to speak to a customer service agent. Chase customers are also reporting problems with the payment service Zelle, which allows transfers between banks. Chase apologized and said it will automatically reverse any duplicates and adjust any related fees.
That song, along with On Broadway and We Gotta Get Out of This Place, were penned by Grammy-winning lyricist Cynthia Weil. She and husband Barry Mann were one of pop music's most successful songwriting teams. They were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2010. Cynthia Weil has died. She was 82 years old.
When you choose Organic Valley, not only will you be enjoying great-tasting dairy, you'll help to save over 1,600 small organic family farms who are protecting over 400,000 acres of organic farmland and all the plants and animals that call it home. This is dairy you can feel good about. It's great tasting, high quality organic dairy, ethically sourced from small organic family farms. To find Organic Valley Dairy near you, visit ov.coop. That's ov.coop.
National Cancer Survivors Day is Sunday, and exercise is recommended for survivors before, during, and after cancer treatments.
Susan Stein is a cancer wellness social worker.
Research shows that the direct impact that physical exercise has on your mental and physical health.
The American Cancer Society recommends survivors avoid inactivity and return to normal activities as soon as possible after diagnosis and treatment. Take part in regular physical activity, start slowly, and build up over time.
When you go through a diagnosis and a treatment and a lot of other things in your life, you don't always have control. So it's just something that we can do for ourselves.
Getting in their steps and getting support. Naomi Ruckham, CBS News.
Recapping our top story, President Biden says he will sign the debt ceiling bill tomorrow. That's the World News Roundup Late Edition for Friday, June 2nd, 2023. This broadcast is produced by Kathleen Biggins. I'm Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the CBS News Roundup ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Get one of the most successful broadcasts in television history on your schedule with the 60 Minutes podcast. Hard-hitting investigative reports, news, and culture maker interviews, and in-depth profiles are waiting for you in every episode. Listen to 60 Minutes ad-free on Wondery Plus.
Stephen Colbert here to tell you about the Late Show Pod Show, which is our podcast. I'm here with my producer, Becca. Becca, what can people expect on the podcast?
The extended moments, for sure.
Where can people get that?
On the Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert, wherever you get your podcasts.
I use the internet.